Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Merlin's Tour of the Universe. Revised and updated for the 21st century is a popular science book by astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson that uses a fictional guide to explain astronomy and physics for a broad audience. Rather than presenting the universe as a textbook sequence of definitions, the book frames cosmic inquiry as a set of questions answered by Merlin, a timeless visitor from planet Omniscia in the Andromeda Galaxy. This device lets Tyson move between familiar curiosities, such as blue moons and gravity, and larger subjects such as black holes, light, stars, galaxies, space, and time. The revised edition positions the book for contemporary readers, while preserving its central method scientifically grounded explanations, delivered with humor, clarity, and imaginative play. Its purpose is not to provide advanced mathematical treatment, but to make reliable astronomical reasoning approachable for adults, younger readers, and anyone who wants a more confident grasp of how the universe works. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Merlin as a fictional guide for scientifically accurate explanation. The book's most distinctive feature is its use of Merlin as an explanatory voice. Merlin is not presented as a fantasy figure replacing science, but as a narrative tool that allows Tyson to answer questions with distance, wit, and freedom of scale. Because Merlin is imagined as a timeless observer from the Andromeda Galaxy, he can move across human history and cosmic time without the constraints of ordinary narration. This matters because many astronomical ideas are difficult, not only because they are technical, but because they require readers to think far beyond everyday experience. A character who can speak casually about planets, stars, historical discoveries, and distant galaxies helps reduce that cognitive gap. The device also permits a conversational format suitable for questions from both adults and children. Instead of treating curiosity as naive, the book treats simple questions as valid gateways into serious concepts. This framing supports scientific accuracy while keeping the tone accessible, making the fictional element a means of clarification rather than a distraction from evidence. Secondly, everyday sky phenomena as entry points into deeper astronomy. The subtitle points to one of the book's major strategies: begin with recognizable phenomena and use them to open broader scientific questions. Blue moons, Mars, gravity, light, and visible features of the night sky are the kinds of topics that many readers encounter before they know formal astronomy. Tyson uses such subjects to show that common observations often contain hidden complexity. A blue moon, for example, is not merely a poetic phrase but an opportunity to discuss cycles, calendars, and the difference between cultural naming and physical causes. Questions about Mars can lead toward planetary comparison, orbital motion, and the conditions that make worlds different from one another. This approach is effective because it links curiosity to mechanisms. Rather than asking readers to memorize isolated facts, the book encourages them to ask what process produces what they see. The result is a shift from passive wonder to explanatory thinking. Familiar sky events become evidence that the universe is governed by patterns that can be observed, tested, and understood. Thirdly, gravity, light, space, and time explained through conceptual reasoning. A central part of the book is its treatment of foundational physical ideas that underlie astronomy. Gravity, light, space, and time are not optional background topics in cosmic explanation. They determine how planets orbit, how stars are observed, how distances are inferred, and how extreme objects such as black holes can be understood. Tyson presents these ideas in non-technical language, emphasizing conceptual reasoning over equations. This is important because public confusion about astronomy often comes from treating facts about the universe as detached trivia. The book instead shows that the same physical principles connect familiar experiences with distant phenomena. Gravity is not only something that keeps people on the ground, but also a force shaping moons, planets, stars, and galaxies. Light is not only illumination, but also a carrier of information across space. Space and time are not empty stage settings, but parts of the structure within which cosmic events occur. By explaining these fundamentals through clear analogies and direct answers, the book builds a framework readers can use beyond any single chapter. Fourthly, stars, galaxies. Collapse, rotation, and cosmic change over time. The book extends beyond near-Earth questions to the large-scale workings of the universe, including stars and galaxies, and the processes that make them rotate, explode, collapse, and evolve. This dimension is important because it prevents the book from becoming only a guide to visible sky trivia. Tyson emphasizes that cosmic objects are dynamic systems, not fixed decorations. Stars are born, transform their fuel, and eventually reach different end states depending on physical conditions such as mass. Galaxies contain enormous collections of stars and gas organized by gravity, motion, and history. Explosions and collapses are not random spectacles, and they are consequences of energy, pressure, gravity, and matter interacting under extreme conditions. For general readers, This treatment helps replace static mental images with process-based understanding. The universe becomes a set of ongoing transformations governed by intelligible rules. That perspective is central to modern astrophysics, and the book adapts it for readers who may not have formal training, but can follow causal explanations when they are presented clearly. Lastly, humor, cartoons, and historical figures as tools of science communication. Tyson supplements scientific explanation with humor, occasional rhymes, cartoons, and references to major figures such as Leonardo da Vinci, Magellan, Newton, Einstein, and Hubble. These elements serve a communicative purpose rather than functioning as ornament. Historical figures remind readers that scientific knowledge developed through observation, argument, correction, and imagination across centuries. Their presence also places contemporary astronomy in a human context, showing that explanations of the cosmos are not simply delivered from authority, but built through inquiry. The cartoons and playful tone help lower resistance to difficult ideas, especially for younger readers or adults who may feel excluded by technical science writing. However, the book does not abandon accuracy for entertainment. Its humor works because it frames complex subjects in memorable ways while keeping the explanatory core intact. This balance differentiates the book from both dense astronomy surveys and superficial space trivia collections. It treats amusement as a route into disciplined thinking, making the reading experience lighter without making the science careless. In conclusion, Merlin's Tour of the Universe is well suited to readers who want an inviting introduction to astronomy without the formality of a textbook. It is especially useful for curious adults, younger readers with strong science interests, parents and teachers looking for approachable explanations, and general readers who enjoy question and answer science writing. The practical benefit is intellectual orientation readers gain clearer ways to think about gravity, light, planetary motion, stars, galaxies, black holes, and the difference between appearances in the sky and the physical causes behind them. Its value is not in advanced calculation or specialized research detail, but in building durable conceptual understanding. Compared with many popular astronomy books, it stands out through its fictional guide, its willingness to treat childlike questions seriously, and its blend of historical imagination with accurate science. Tyson has written other works that are more essayistic or more focused on modern astrophysical themes, but this book occupies a distinctive place as a playful cosmic travel guide. It makes science feel conversational while still insisting that the universe is best understood through evidence, mechanism, and disciplined curiosity. If you would like to support Neil deGrasse Tyson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.